USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When you wash away all the propaganda and political posturing, January 6th was a dark day in America's history. As we all realize, mob rule is never the answer. Americans must be able to talk through our problems, both foreign and domestic. It should be noted 57 individuals who played a role in storming the Capitol steps or breaching the Capitol itself are now running for elected office. That number should probably change, as in many states, candidate filing deadlines are still months away. A court filing by prosecutors on Wednesday is ordering convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Shanarev return a $1,400 COVID relief payment he received last summer, along with a small sum of money he has collected over the years. Victim Dr. Scott Weisberg.
It really does not change anything for me, because what he took from me, I'm never going to be able to regain.
USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
As conservative voices are being shunned by Silicon Valley's social media platforms, freedom of speech in America will always find a way.
Republicans are starting to make moves to smaller social media sites after Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was banned from Twitter Sunday after multiple violations of the site's policies on posting coronavirus misinformation, according to Twitter. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was the latest to make the move after leaving YouTube Monday. He explained why on Fox and Friends.
Everybody on the right complains about social media and their censorship. Well, do something about it. Let's quit. So I'm no longer going to let some punk, some snot-nosed kid over at YouTube decide that a speech that I gave on the Senate floor is not appropriate.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
With the Winter Olympics kicking off next month in communist China, there's talk that America should boycott the games this year because of China's human rights violations and blocking the truth about the origins of COVID-19 from Wuhan, China. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News spells out the case to boycott.
Look, I've been calling for us not to let our athletes go to Beijing for a long time now. I really regret that the leadership in the United States and the IOC has failed these athletes. I love the Olympics like anybody. My mother took me to the LA Olympics. I saw Carl Lewis run. We were sitting in some really high-up seats at the L.A. Coliseum. We shouldn't prop up Xi Jinping. This will become known as the Genocide Olympics. What's taking place in Western China is nothing short of genocide. We shouldn't forget, too, this virus from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, almost certainly, that is, this virus was foisted on the world. And then second, not only are we propping up one of the greatest human rights violating leaders in all of recorded history, but we're putting our athletes in a very difficult place. Imagine one of them wants to say something about Tiananmen Square, or they want to talk about the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I promise you the chance of them getting their exit visa will be low. And those athletes should all know too that Beijing is the most surveilled city in the world. Whether it's their cell phones or their iPads or whatever it is, or it's something they're saying to someone else, you can bet that the Chinese Communist Party will be able to track everything they do, every place they go, and everything they say, and they will record it. It will be used for Chinese Communist Party purposes for time ongoing.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.